Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and welcome to Joy and Peace. Sorry I'm a little late getting on. I was having a time today trying to get through for some reason. But to God be the glory. Let's have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for those that have came on today to hear the Father, to hear what thus saith the Lord. I ask you to move me out of the way and let the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each one of us on this line today as we go forth. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is for women unified in Christ. When I'm in trouble, where should I go first for comfort? So our main focus is talking about comfort today. Our tag words is advocate, compassion, suffering, and oppression. So friends and family are comfort, but God is our ultimate comforter. Through Christ and through the Holy Spirit, comfort is relief for burdens, encouragement for a new day, exaltation to rise above the burdens that affect us, and hope that the pain and suffering will ultimately end just there with us is perhaps the greatest source of comfort. You know, as I was thinking about that, right now, people around America is going through so much turmoil, and they're saying, when I'm in trouble, where should I go for comfort? Everyone needs comfort right through now with all the things that's happening. And I think about, suppose you get into a big-time trouble and you need help. More than likely, you will quickly seek legal help, someone to come alongside you and plead your case, an advocate. That kind of person is great comfort to you. We hope beyond hope that your advocate is also a person of compassion. And while he or she is there to plead our case, that person will also bring a personal comfort and compassion to us. So today, when I'm in trouble, should I go first for comfort? Over in Psalms 119 and 52, it says, I meditated on your edge, O Lord, thy comfort me. And I went to 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 through 17, it says, may our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave us everlasting comfort and good hope, comfort your heart, give you strength in every good thing you do and say. And you know what? Since God is our ultimate comfort, his word is our greatest resource for comfort. God's word is as close as our fingertip. And God himself is as close as our whispering prayer. You know, when you're going through something, a lot of people are called everybody in the neighborhood, and all they have to do is just stop a moment and call on the name of Jesus. Get in touch with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He will not steer you wrong. He will give you comfort in the midnight hour, in the noonday, in the evening. Just go to God when you need comforting. You can't sleep. You feel alone or you're lonely. God is your comforter. You know, we receive comfort from God in many ways. And over in Psalms 23 and 4, the word of God says, even when I walk the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Over in Matthew's 5 and 4, it says, God bless those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Comfort when we grieve. Right now, people are grieving here in America. Whether you lost a loved one, whether someone that's sick, somebody lost a job, or so many things that people need to be comforted for. You know, over in Psalms 147 and 3 says, he healed the brokenhearted, binding up their wounds. You know, he'll comfort when we are discouraged. We can go to God. When we are discouraged, he will comfort us. over in Exodus 14 and 13. Moses told the people, don't be afraid. Just stand where you are and watch the Lord rescue you. And that's what we have to do. You know, we think we have to go to another country, another state. We got to make 500 calls, and all we do is call Jesus. Just call him up. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you're going through. He know already, but he want to hear from you, himself. You want to tell him, God, you know, this is what I'm experiencing. God, this is what I'm going through. You know, and he's the one that will help you. He's the one that will lead you to everything, to all truth. And over in Psalms 145 and 14, the word of God said, the Lord helped the fallen and lifted up those who bent beneath their load. Here he going to comfort us when we are overwhelmed. You know how many times you get overwhelmed with something. But God is saying in his word, he's going to comfort you. You don't have to worry about that. He will comfort you. Put your trust totally in God and not in the circumstances. Not in everybody, but put it in God. And I went to John, the 16th chapter, and the 33rd verse, the word of God said, here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. Just like he overcome, we can overcome with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, over in 1 Peter 5 and 7, it says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about what happened to you. You know, comfort when we are persecuted. How many times have we been persecuted? But God will vindicate us. All we do is turn it over to Jesus. Don't try to work that situation out for yourself, because you're going to mess it up and say, God, you know what's going on, blah, 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 and give it to God. He will comfort us, even when we're going through. Over in Isaiah 41 and 10, the word of God said, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Here, he's going to comfort us when we are rejected. How many times have you been rejected? But God is still right there. He didn't reject you. He didn't leave you. He didn't turn his back on you just because you were being rejected by someone else. You know, over in Psalms 138 and 3, the word of God says, when I pray, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me the strength I need. Hear God do all this for us. Comfort in the midst of conflict. No matter what conflict you might be going through today, this morning, this afternoon, God is right there. He will comfort you through every midst, in the midst of conflict. And over in Genesis 26 and 24, do not be afraid, for I am with you and will bless you. Here God is talking about comfort again. Here he going to comfort when we are afraid. You know, sometimes you going through the valley and the shadow of death, that is the Bible say, fear no evil. Well, here God, he will. He letting us know, don't be afraid. I'm here. I'm your comforter. You can come to me when you can't go to nobody else. Over in Psalms 41. And through the word of God say, the Lord nursed them when they are sick and ease the pain and discomfort. Now tell me, won't God comfort you when you are ill? You having pains racking your body from top to bottom. And you just go to talking to God. You say, God, I need some comfort. I need some ease. This pain, I don't know where it's coming from, what to do. I done rubbed. I done took a pill. But before you know it, God have eased that, comfort you with moving that pain where you will fall asleep. You won't even know when you went to sleep. When you wake up, you don't feel that misery. And you say, I know that was nobody but my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that took care of me, that did this for me. Nobody but God. And when we think about that, my. You know, Acts 23:11 say, that night the Lord appeared to Paul and said, be encouraged, Paul. Just as you have told the people about me here in Jerusalem, you must preach the good news in Rome. Here he's going to be with us when we have a task before, when he sent us out. He's comforting us. He's going to be right there. He's going to be our advocate. We don't have to worry about that suffering and that oppression because God is standing right there with us. Over in Romans 8:28, and the word of God said, and we know, woo, you know that's a familiar passion, and we know that God calls everything to work together for the good of those who love him and are called by him. You know, here God was comforting when we wonder about our plans for the future. God's going to comfort you. You don't even have to worry about it. He's right there to take care of everything that you need. You know, God comforts comes from the depths of his heart of goodness. Over in Nahum 1:17, the word of God said, the Lord is good. When trouble comes, he is a strong refuge, and he knows everyone who trusts in him. That means we got to trust in God, not for one thing, a little small thing, a big thing. We got to trust in him always, you all. We can't let it go. You say, my faith is in God. You're going to be tested. You know, a God who is good wants to do good things for his loved ones. And, you know, when you think about that, will God really take time to involve himself in my little problem? Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. I'm a living witness he will. Over in Isaiah 40:1, he says, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lamb in his arm and gently lead the mother sheep with their young. Now, God's going to do that for the sheep. What you think he's going to do for us? He's going to do everything possible for us. You know, God has a shepherd's heart. We are his lambs, weak and discouraged, carried in his arms. He picks up and carries every burden we have, every care we have, every misunderstanding, disagreement. God is right there to help us, to show us the way. He have never left us. He's right there with us. And if anyone would like to say anything on this topic today, feel free to hit one on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. I know I was running a few minutes late trying to get it on, but thank God we made it. And I think about when I'm in trouble, I go automatic to Jesus. When something's not going on, oh, good, I have someone want to say something. Praise the Lord. Okay. You're now on the air, area code 832. Go right ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to go back to what you were saying about that we call on all our friends, we call everybody else before we go to the Lord in prayer. And, you know, the Lord just really, I feel that the Lord just really want to know, are you going to go to him and tell him the truth?
There you go.
Or you, because he already know. But are you going to tell him the truth? Or are you going to make it seem right? Or he already know everything. He already know it before you it even happened that it was going to happen, whatever it looked like. But he just want to know, can you be honest and truthful? And that's all he's asking, to go to him with love, and he'll do us accordingly. Amen. But and it's true, when we give up that, I was just thinking about that this morning, when we give up the world and we go to God and we become believers and we go into the wilderness, And he does say we will be blessed with persecution. But often people tell us, or we perceive, that it's going to be all great as soon as we give our lives over to Christ. But as long as the devil had us, we didn't have to worry about too much of nothing. But the problem is we were on the same side, but now we ain't on the same side. So we have to, he's going to fight us to keep us from going in that right direction. But that is so true. That's all I have to say.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Carla, for that. Because, you know, I've noticed people, like Jesus is the last result. I said, well, did you go and pray? Well, no, I called so-and-so, and I talked to so-and-so and so. Well, now, so-and-so and so-and-so could not take care of that problem. Only God, because you had to go straight to God. You're using him as a second and third fiddle. He should have been the first one that you went to. And he already know what's going on, but he's seen how long it's going to take you to come to him. My. You know, how can we comfort others? I'm glad you asked. Over in 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, it says, all praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. When others are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. You know, the comfort becomes the comforter. That is the role God has for us. As he comforts us in our time of trouble, so we comfort others. He have taught us through him how he comfort us. And pick this up, how we can go and comfort others. You know, also, can we get too comfortable? You know, over in Genesis 19:16 say, when Lot still hesitated, the angel seized his hand and the hands of his wife and the two daughters and rushed them to safety outside the city. You know, there's a difference between comfort and being comfortable. When we get too comfortable, we can lose our zeal for God and become useless to him. That means I'm forever. My aunt, she's passed on now, and she used to tell me all the time, Sadie, hang up the phone. And I said, well, I call to talk to you, auntie. I'm just using this example. And she say, I know you on the line with the Lord. I say, he hear you. No, he don't hear me, because you got him tied up. You telling him this and telling him that. And, you know, when I start looking at this, how we should go first for comfort is to God. That's who are we supposed to go automatically. But so many people, I don't know what they take God for, but they'll go to everybody. Bobo Sam Sausage Head, Mary Lou, Robert Earl, Alice May, Billy Bob. And when they really think, when Billy Bob and Robert Earl and everybody tell them, you know, all I can do is tell you to go to God in prayer. Now, they got some understanding and thinking, they know what it's going to take. But you don't went all around the mulberry bush rather than going straight to God. And I'm going to give an example. You know you've been working hard on your job. You want a pay raise. Go to God. You go into them, but you need God to go on your back, on your behalf. And I'm just using that as an example. And he'll comfort you. He'll tell you, don't worry. It's going to be taken care of. Or it's already in the work. He's going to let you know one way or the other. But we'll go to 10 people. I know I've been doing this. I've been doing that. And I should have this, and I should have that. And I should have got that pay raise, and I should have. You done went to the wrong source. Anytime we need anything, anytime we need comfort, it is God. I look at all the shootings been going on, family members being shot, children being shot. And all we can do, I said, God, I don't know what prayer to really pray, but I'm coming to you for comfort, and you just tell me, which prayer do we pray with so much happening around the world? War, rumors of war, shooting, murders, kidnapped, sex trafficking. God is so much. You direct us. Direct me how you want me to handle the situation. I can't handle it. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord, automatically to show me how you want me to do this thing, what you want me to say, where you want me to go when I'm in trouble. And he should be the first one that we get comfort from is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yahweh. And if anybody else would like to say something, even the caller that was on, feel free, because I still have you on my switchboard with your hand up if you'd like to say something else. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Before tomorrow, somebody's going to call you with a problem, a situation, or they in trouble. It could be your children, grandchildren, great-grand. It could be a classmate. It could be a friend that call you. Well, what you think I ought to do? How you think I ought to handle? First of all, you automatically let your mouth. Did you seek God first before you called me? Did God tell you to call me? Or you just called me to see how many people are going to give you a different answer? But when you go to God, he's going to comfort you with the right thing. You won't be sitting there twiddling your thumbs and taking a headache and all this shenanigan. But when we go to God, oh, my, all these scriptures that I found in the Word of God that I was able to give to you. And when you think about that, my, you know, comfort is relief from burdens, from encouragement for a new day. When you think about that, just being there with us is perhaps the greatest source of comfort. Whether at the funeral home when we're wrestling with a problem alone, or when others stand against us, oppression stand above. Our adversaries stand against us, but comfort stands beside us. Our comforter, which is Jesus, he's standing right there with us. He's with every family that lost those children in Uvalde, Texas. He's with every family that lost loved ones in Oklahoma. He's with every family in Grand Rapids, you know, in New York. He's with all these families. And I know you. A lot of people say, but I think, when you can sit there, lay there, and let him speak to you, move those burdens and them troubles from off your plate and give you reassurance of what he can do, what he will do. My. I'm telling you, God is just so good. He's just so good. He's just so good, you all. And I thought this was a good topic for the women on comfort, because a lot of women, they go to so many sources other than going straight to God, because you feel like you just need that earthly person to talk to. But all the time, that earthly person will not have the answer. But when you go to God, Yahweh, Jesus Christ, Messiah, Yahshua, whatever name that you call him, you go to him in prayer. He will lead you. He will teach you all truth. He will bring it to your remembrance. And I know you said, well, what can I take comfort in? Well, I'm glad you asked me. I went over to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believed in him will not perish, but have eternal life. It's that self-explanatory right there. Mm-hmm. Over in John 6 and 37, it says, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. Here he letting you know over in John 6 and 37. Go to your Heavenly Father. He's right there with open arms to take you, to help you, to heal you. He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to leave you. He's right there. You know, our greatest comfort is knowing that we can be saved from sin and live eternally with God in heaven when all sin and fear and trouble have disappeared. My, my, my. You know that's a, ooh, that's a mouthful right there. I'm going to say that again. Our greatest comfort is in knowing that we can be saved from sin and live eternally with God in heaven, where all sin and fear and trouble have disappeared. Today our broadcast was on, when I'm in trouble, women, where should I go first for comfort? And that's to the Lord. Automatically, no matter what come up in your life, God should be the first one that you go to. Not down the street, not across the way, not in another country, but go to God in prayer. And God will show you what you need to do. See, when you go to everybody else, they got your little business all across the street, all back of town, cross town, in town, around town, and you still ain't got the answer to your troubles or to your problem. But when you take it to God in prayer, oh, my, 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 he will not tell it to nobody. He ain't going up and down the street with it. He going to handle it when you give it to him. But we got to give it to him. I know sometimes it's hard, women, that you want something microwave. You want it right then, there, boom, bam. But sometimes God have to test us. He have to take us through some things to see if this really what we want. Are we really truly abiding in him? Are we really truly leaning and depending on him? Or were we trying to do it ourselves? You know, God comfort the brokenhearted. You'll find that in Psalms 34 and 18 also, in Psalms 147 and 3. God comfort those who suffer. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 1 and 5. And you know, things that you have suffered through, nobody but you and God know about. You didn't call nobody. You didn't publicize it. You didn't mention it on your prayer line. You just kept going through that thing. And when God changed it, you came back with a testimony. I know God did it. It wasn't Sally Mae. It wasn't Sally Sue. It wasn't Robert Earl. But it was God that did this thing for me. When I'm in trouble, where should I go first? It's to the Lord. No matter what you're going through, go to God in prayer. And I mean, the tag words we was using today was advocate, compassion, suffering, oppression. You know, we can get oppressed in a minute. We go through suffering, but don't you know God will bring us through no matter what it is? If anybody else would like to say something before we close out in a few minutes, feel free. We're talking about when I'm in trouble, where should I go first for comfort? And if anybody else would like to say something, area code 855, if you'd like to say something else, feel free. And telephone number, I mean, 1919, if you would like to say something about when you're in trouble, where should you go first? Feel free. The lines are open. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we give God the praise for this lesson today. For women unified in Christ, we meet twice a month, the second Saturday of the month, normally from 3 to 4, but I had to change it today from 4 to 5 because I had to go to the prison today. So I moved it back an hour. But God still allowed us to get on here. We know everyone may have something to do or go in different places, but we still thank God for all the women that did come in and those that may go to the archive later and listen to this broadcast, because we all, from time to time, have been in trouble. We've had problems. And rather than go straight to God, you'll call Mama, Daddy, Uncle, Bobo, Sam, Sausage Head, Mary Lou, Robert Hood. We'll call all them people instead of just going straight to God, because he is the one that will do everything that we need. And for those that just coming on, our broadcast has been on today. When I'm in trouble, where should I go first for comfort? And that's to the Lord. It's not to call everybody in the neighborhood or everybody out of town, back of town, cross town, but to call on the name of Jesus, because he is the one that will see you through. And if anybody would like to say anything on this topic before we close our broadcast out, please hit 1 on your keypad and I will gladly bring you in. I would love to hear what some of you all would have to say when you're in trouble, when you're going through things, when you've got problems. Who do you go to first? Do you go to God, or do you call the next-door neighbor? Do you call Mama, Daddy, Uncle, and sisters and brothers? Who should you go to first? That's our question today to the women and men that may have come to the line today. When I'm in trouble, and you know, when we're in trouble, go to God. We don't have to publicize it. Go to God, and God will fix that thing for us. When we go to him in secret, he will reward us openly. My. Well, I love each and every one of you all that came to the show today. I hope it was something said today that draws you closer and closer to the word of God. And our tag words today we used in our broadcast was advocate, compassion, suffering, oppression, because we're going to suffer on this side. God have compassion with us, and we can have compassion with others. And when God help us, he give us the strength to go help someone else. It's not just all about us. It's about others. Just like he did it for me, he'll do it for them too. And he'll equip us to go that they may know and hear what thus saith the Lord. So I want to thank each and every person that came to the broadcast today. Listen in for the next one on the 4th Saturday of the month. Hopefully I will schedule be back on Kia from 3 to 4. But whenever I have to go to the prison, I usually move it back an hour to give myself time off the road to get back and get everything set up. So you know I said many times, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you all just how much I love you. So today, tell somebody how much you love them. Tell them whatever they're going through, take it to God in prayer. Don't run down the street to Billy Ray, to Johnny May, Susie May, Susie Q, but go to God in prayer, because he is the one that will do everything that you need. Now, he the one is the problem solver. He the one that will open doors for you. When the rest of them, when you've been rejected, you can go to God. When you've been persecuted, you can go to God. And when you need rescuing, he right there. He have never left you. And when you are afraid, oh my. God is right there. With so much going on now, people are afraid to leave the house. They're afraid to go to the store, to church, because so much is happening in all these places that I just named above. But he is right there. He is our. And don't talk about when you're sick. Go to God when you're sick. I'm a living witness. He will comfort you. He will move that pain, no matter how bad that pain was, before you went to sleep. He will rock you to sleep. I mean, you go to sleep so quick like somebody read you a bedtime story 3 or 4 times. And when you wake up, you to discover, wait a minute, when I went to sleep, if I'm recollecting, this leg ain't hurting. This hand ain't hurting. My headache is gone. That lets you know God is the first one we need to go to and pray. For every problem, every trouble, every situation, he is right there standing with open arms. No matter how big you think that problem is, go to God in prayer. No matter who doing what you think to you, say, God, you know all about it. I'm handing this over to you with a clean heart because I want my heart to stay clean. I don't want nothing contaminating me. So, God, here I lay this at your feet. He can do with it more than we ever dreamed possible. And he'll comfort us when we are wondering about our plans for the future. You know, you're worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow, next week. You haven't finished today, but he already got that worked out for you on your behalf because you automatically go to him with everything, every minute detail. You don't want to go to God without mentioning this and mentioning that, bringing this forth, bringing that forth. And then finally you say, oh, God, I know you have other people's prayers to answer. Oh, I know you're going to come to their rescue. But that was our broadcast today. When I'm in trouble, where should I go first for comfort? Remember that. Help somebody else with that because they're going everywhere but to God. They use God as their last resort, and it should have been the very first one. So until the 4th Saturday in June, you all have a blessed the rest of your day. Have a wonderful Sunday, the first day of the week. And be blessed the second day of the week, really, because today is the Sabbath. So I thank each and every one of you all for coming on the broadcast today. I hope it was something I said through the Word of God that helped you to know you to go to God in prayer for in and everything with open arms to help. So until the 4th Saturday, and do stop by Blog Talk with Joy and Peace during the week on Wednesday. From 10 to 10:30, and sometime I go long. It depends on the topic. So we would love to have you. Come on, pass the word around. Give the number out to others. And our guest calling number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again to call in is 646-716-4389. Thank you so much, all you women that came on the line, men, if there be any. Thank you for coming on, Women Unified in Christ. Have a wonderful afternoon. Talk with you all later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lord. I like those tough to sleep. Mm-hmm.